Welcome everyone. This is Tracy Holloway and this is the fifth Sister Space broadcast. The fifth, but maybe not the last. There's much to share with you tonight. I've got a couple of pictures to show you as well before you close your eyes and drift off into this meditative ceremonial process that we're going to have together tonight. This is such a powerful full moon. I'm sure that many of you are bubbling and fizzing and buzzing on this amazing energy. It's been a challenging week for some of you. Lots of new opportunities are arising. And of course, when new opportunities arise, we have to stand in our power and take those positive steps forward. And that can take that extra bit of confidence and courage sometimes. So yes, a great week ahead of us with this full moon energy supporting our continual transformation. The live broadcast tonight, exactly on the full moon will be exact at about 8:30, I believe, and so we will be with that energy in our ceremony, grounding this frequency further, weaving the magic together tonight. Do you remember at the start of this series, I said that this year would be focused around the moon for us, and we came together, drawing us to deepen our connection to the feminine aspect and utilize the ebb and flow, the dark, the light, the ever-changing cycles, and ask that they support us and lead us to know truth more deeply, and so we could surrender to our magnificence more fully. And I said that we would come together and support one another through these powerful times so that we can intuitively weave the light, creating a powerful space for both personal and global transformation. Harnessing the energies of this post-2012 time. And getting to know yourself on your own personal psychic journey, attuning to yourself more fully, knowing yourself more deeply, and connecting to others. And seeing how as a multidimensional being, we're all responsible for the harmonious creation of this network of light that anchors our awakened presence here on Earth. And not just to know this, but to actually work together in this way. Becoming more conscious, more integrated, alive, present and attuned. It's great to be able to bring our energies together and to work in service as one for all. And it's February's full moon. We're off to a great start this year, but what else? Your inner call will get stronger, louder, clearer, and your intuition more finely tuned. You'll start to trust yourself more fully. Be in all the right places at all the right times, with all the right people, affirming what you've always known deep inside. This confirmation maps a greater realization, and that is that by acknowledging your light and coming together with others, you're not alone. And now that you're not alone, you're centered in the very heart of everything. And all things become possible. Regardless of the stories of your life so far, the gateway that you went through last year brought you to this place. Life will never be the same again. You can't go back. It's not possible. You can only go forward, evolving, inspiring, uplifting, motivating, moving yourself forward, seeing others move forward, more gateways. More ascension, more revelation, more opening, more receiving, more allowing. For many, now is the time to take that next step. And when you're ready, you'll hear that call. Your heart will know. Community is so important in 2013. And we first came together and created our communal sacred sister space on the wolf moon. It was a beautiful ceremony, dropping deep into the inner realms, weaving our love and seeing the potential this group holds when working together in this way. We've since gathered each Sunday, the waning half moon, the new moon, the waxing half moon, and tonight the slight shift to Monday to bring us fully into alignment with this month's full moon, which will be exact at around 8:30, about 8:26 I think it is. The time when we'll be entering into that sacred ceremonial space and working deeply with these powerful energies. And seeing what they offer us this evening as we offer ourselves to them. There will continue to be an opportunity to come together now for each full moon of this year. I know that's what a lot of you have been manifesting for, so well done. Co-creation, you've managed to create that, so that's fantastic. But more than that, some of you will be gathering with us in person, physically getting together. So if you feel called to come and join together with me and others and work with these energies further, then let me just start this evening before we deepen our process, deepen our connection, drop into that space. Let me just tell you what exciting opportunities there are. So the next full moon in March will be a really potent live broadcast like this one. We will send you the link to listen live and you can access the replay as before. So that will be a great opportunity to all come together as we are this evening. Then the following full moon in April, you can come and join me in Avebury, at Avebury Stone Circle. And we'll be working intuitively with the land for 3 days, opening a gateway of light, grounding the new frequency further in a full moon ceremony. It will be amazing. I've only got room for a small group of women, so if you know you're meant to be there, then get in touch. I'll post the link to some more information on there. We'll be going to the amazing, there's a picture for you there, the amazing Silbury Hill. And we'll be at the stones there as well. And Swallowhead Springs and some of the other magical places around there. So experienced light workers and those of you that are just starting out, wherever you are on your journey, if you feel called to come, then come. There's some information we'll give you some more information about how to get involved in that. Following your intuition is the key, really. If you sense, you know that you need to be there, then just go for it. We'll be there to guide, to support, to help and to create this amazing space. We'll ask that those of you that can't be there physically, join us in light energetically, deepening the work, continuing the connection throughout this community of light, bringing the energies from the great galactic goddess fully into physical presence by tuning into this powerful sacred site and remembering, reawakening her wisdom and energy here on earth. By activating ourselves to attune to that higher female feminine octave of empowered love, we'll unify a field of coherent energetic transmission, whether you're there physically or remotely. So we'll all be together working as one, regardless of where we are geographically. Okay. Then throughout the summer, there will be opportunities to come together for further broadcasts. So each full moon, there will be a broadcast as we can just anchor in some more energy, creating sacred space within, releasing the old, empowering you to receive your beautiful light more fully. So we'll keep you posted about the various dates of all of those. And then towards the end of the year, and I'm really excited about these things, I've been having to try to contain my excitement and not let you know about all of this until it was all fully arranged. So I've been bubbling over with wanting to share this for ages. So throughout the summer, we'll get together, continue that flow, and then towards the end of the year, there are some really powerful energies to ground. And so those of you, again, who feel intuitively guided, will come and join with us. We've got a couple of very special, magical, sacred places that we're going to go to, which you're welcome to join us in. And both of those are in France. We're going to be in at the sacred stone site of Karnak. Incredible Karnak. I've got a picture. Here you go. Karnak. Which is just vast and immense. And I have no idea what we're going to be doing there. But I know that it's going to be amazing. And as with everything that I do, it's been guided. So we've been called to be there. So, yeah. I will let that reveal itself to us when we get there, what all that's about. And that will be in October. And then later in November, we'll be at St. Baume at the Cave of Mary Magdalene and the surrounding landscape. So if you want to come to Karnak, then you'll be spending a week with us around Karnak. We've got a great space there to work, and then we'll be working at the stone site, the sacred site as well, where we'll have lots of fun and see what the land reveals and prepare for a full moon ceremony at the stones under the blood moon, with the added excitement of it being a lunar eclipse. So that's going to be pretty potent. I'm very, very excited. It'll be interesting to see who comes, you know, and some of you I may have played with before, and some of you I may be meeting physically for the first time. So it's all going to be very exciting. And then November, for the November full moon, you can spend 3 days with us on a pilgrimage to the Cave of Mary Magdalene, the grotto where she lived for the last 30 years of her life. It's said that she was guided there by a star, and St. Baume's monastery is chiseled high in the mountainside, and we'll be staying there at the monastery and visiting the cave and wandering in the enchanted forests there, which are sacred and have been protected for 2,000 years. So that's a very, very magical and powerful place, and to be grounding this female divine goddess frequency with the landscape, with the history there, the magic there. It feels like a great honour, a really real privilege. Yeah, so lots to get excited about. So whether you're joining us physically or in light, virtually, you know, when we're there, we will all be working together as one throughout this year and beyond, should you wish to. And this community is just amazing. So I honour each and every one of you for the part that you're playing. And everyone is playing their part within it absolutely perfectly. Working in light is a never-ending journey of personal exploration, which reveals endless wonder and miracles. And the power of meeting those that you work with in light, when you meet them in physical reality, is deeply transformational, affirming, grounding, and life-changing. This time of physical connection that helps to ground the frequencies further. And it's not that one role is more important than another, as in, you know, working on the kind of inner realms in light or in this virtual broadcast space is more important than going to a physical sacred site. One isn't more important than the other. But people will be called to work in different ways at different times. And so what is important is that you answer your inner call and you follow your inner intuition and you be wherever you're needed, open-hearted and in service. And as you open up to that and receive the guidance for that, then amazing opportunities open up to you and welcome you to explore the inner and outer realms further and adventure within this great multiverse, this great multidimensional existence, this great playground of the cosmos that we're all children of light within. So yes, I'm very excited. This full moon's been so buzzy today. So let's carry on with that lovely, buzzy, excited energy. I will make sure that by the time we finish this evening, I know some of you float off into a very deep places, and that's wonderful to experience that. But when you do come back later, I'll make sure any links that you need to any of the stuff we've talked about is there, or we'll send stuff out to you at another time so you won't miss anything. So really let go. You know, you don't have to follow the words. You just have to allow the energy that's guiding you, your own greatest wisdom and intelligence, to support you to have the experience that you require at this time as you let go into this powerful full moon transmission. If you haven't done so already, then get yourself really comfortable. It's a time to just settle into a comfortable space within yourself. A space where you know that you're not going to be disturbed for a little while now. Taken the phone off the hook, switched your mobile off, told everyone that you've gone to bed early or not to be disturbed. And just settle back and focus just on your breath. On your breathing. Breathing in the magic of this moment of presence. Just focusing only on your breath. As if nothing else matters. As if the length of the breath moving in and moving out is being observed in its totality from start to finish. No matter what exciting thoughts and images might be flitting around, just for a moment, focus on the breath moving in and moving out so that you become present only to the breath. Allow that breath to open your heart more fully than ever before, as you drop deeply into this heart-centered space, this space of self-love, where you're willing to let go and receive your own self-love. Take a moment to bathe in a bath of your own love. Love that you're willing to give to yourself. Love that you know that you're worth, that you'll allow yourself to receive. love that you can create just by breathing. That every breath you ever take, breathing in, breathing out, breathes love into your heart for you to receive, nourishing you at the deepest possible level. Reminding you that you are love. Allow this breath to support you, to encourage you, to know you, to guide you. Be this breath. Be a breath of light. Imagine seeing the light moving into your body, around your body, to every fibre of your being, oxygenating all the systems of your body. One light transmitting in every cell at one time, sparkling, billions of tiny lights, every one of those tiny lights magnificent in its own right. Every one of those tiny lights intelligent, wise, present, knowing how to be, knowing how to give and how to receive. A transceiver of light, transmitting and receiving intelligence throughout your entire body, from the very top of your head to the tips of your toes, tiny light. Sparkling. You can zoom into any one of these tiny specks of sparkling, glittering light. And within that tiny one, a whole universe exists. You can travel to the very heart of that one tiny light and find that within it, you're within all light. That light is all around you, and you are at the very core, the very center, the very heart. This light is flowing from you, all around you, and into you, all at once. There is no beginning, there is no end. There is just endless, eternal, flowing, omniscient, omnipresent, pure light. expand fully into the space that that light creates. As if you're expanding to try to find the boundaries of that light. Even though you know intuitively that there are no boundaries, there are no edges or any limits. And your awareness expands further and further and further until you know this absolute truth to the very core of your being. You know that you're this limitless, unbounded, light presence, transmitting and receiving information and guidance, wisdom and intelligence to itself, always. You're learning to hear yourself more clearly than ever before. You're learning to know truth, to accept your greatness, to receive your light, to allow your life to be spacious so that your true creativity can flow. Guidance is coming more clearly than ever before. You sense it. You feel it. You know it. You trust it. This trust is growing. This trust is deepening. This is that time when you accept that it's okay to trust yourself. That you are, after all, trustworthy. Regardless of the past. Regardless of the various paths you've walked. Regardless of the stories that you can tell. And the adventures that you've had. The disappointments, the regrets. None of these things matter anymore. As in truth, all that matters is now. This moment. This time. This is a sacred space. This is a full moon. You are receiving a powerful activation on this full moon, enabling you to deepen the connection that you have to yourself, to your inner wisdom, to your greatest intelligence, to your sacredness, to your beauty, to your light. You are ready to receive your light more fully, aren't you? You would stand beneath that full moon and ask to receive the light of your own magnificence, so that you can shine it bright. for others to see and to share, to be present to who you really are, without the need to shy away, to hide, to be scared. A true calling to bring you here on this day, to ask if you can stand beneath the light of this full moon in its beauty, in its glory, in its magnificence. If you can be called forth and stand and shine and not shy away at this magical time. To be still instead. Just to be in the stillness, in the silence. Alone. Take this moment. Hear this call. Stand beneath the full moon and allow this magnificent light to pour forth. This transformational moment, this sacred space, a time to wash away those things that in the past were so hard to face. Now you can face anything. The mirror on this night, like a mirror, the moon reflecting back. Mirroring all that you were afraid to see. Mirroring it back. So that you can be released. So that you can finally set yourself free. This is a very powerful moment. The moment that you decide to hear that inner call and to take a step with pride, to be accountable for all that you are, and to know that you can stand in that light without being judged, without fear, but with power and delight. To say, yes, this is me, this is my life, this is who I am now, this is my light. Opening your heart and receiving it fully, seeing how far you've come. How much more you're willing to open up to yourself, to the truth within, to honour that which you've brought with you, your sacred essence, your gifts, your talents, your creativity. Such a magnificent moment as you stand in this light, no longer alone. You can sense to your left, to your right, your brothers, your sisters there in the light, holding hands in a circle. What great delight. You can sense them, you can see them. You can know that they're there. You can let go into this moment. A moment we all share. Let go and relax. Revealing yet more. a whole circle of beings, a whole world to explore. Everyone looking to the moon high in the sky. Everyone with their own questions. There's been so many questions. There's been too many whys. But now, it's time to let go, to accept, and instead to be wise. Accepting what is. As you bring your hands to your heart, this sacred circle can transmit that heart energy to one another, receiving it back from each and every person present. As you receive that love, that heart transmission, you notice there's a child walking around the inside of this circle, and she comes to you and she passes you a beautiful rose. You take the rose and she smiles, sparkling eyes, a child of the stars. She moves to the next person and gifts them with a rose. And the next. And the next. You watch the child move around the circle, gifting each and every person there with a beautiful, fragrant offering. The moonlight, the child, the gift, the heart, the presence, the love. As you look into the rose, seeing its many petals, you realize how the light has worked its magic to gently open each one in perfect time, releasing its fragrance bit by bit. You can smell the rose. You can look at its delicate, fragrant petals, so soft, so beautiful. It was once a tight bud, but gently it's opening. You look to the moon, realizing you are this rose. And as the light pours into your heart, so you open more beautifully than ever before. You can feel yourself stretching, receiving, allowing. Part of you wants to take the whole of that light energy transmission all at once. And yet you sense part of you, perhaps deep and unconscious. A part resists that light. Though you want it, unconsciously you deny it. You close off from it, shying away. Like a door that won't quite open, for fear, perhaps, of what might happen. And as the light shines on this rose, and you see and know the importance of this time and letting go and allowing, so in truth you can also acknowledge this resistance, this part that denies. Under the magic of this full moon, within this ceremony tonight, you can allow that part to come forth, to dance in the centre, in the light, without judgment, without fear, but for all to see, so that together, within the light, there can be true harmony. Each part, one or more, that's resistant to the light, that denies, that closes that door, can have the space of this sacred ceremony under this full moon to dance and weave and release that which is with her. Being withheld, that which is of the shadow, that which is of fear, that which is dark, or that which is withheld for whatever reason, and the reasons don't matter. All that matters is that this part or these parts are given space, and this sacred space is that place. Join together your brothers and sisters in light, creating a unified field, flowing energy, swirling, weaving this great matrix of energetic transmission of love, of purity, of oneness, of unity, of harmony, creating the most perfect space for the transformation of all of this resistance once and for all. Let it come forward in all of its forms. Let it be seen. Let it be acknowledged. Let it dance its merry dance. Let it be contorted, deformed, whatever it feels to be. Allow it. Allow yourself to see. Without judgment, without fear, without holding it back. Let it have its moment. It's this that it's lacked. It's been hidden away, not given the space. But today, after being seen, it can be released with ease and grace. This is the full moon celebration. The light in which the shadows can dance. Dance their dance until they turn to light. Until they're transmuted. Once and for all. Allow yourself to see, to observe, to witness them all. You can imagine their faces and the things that they might say. You can imagine their movements. Can sense the way that they express their different feelings. All kinds of feelings that have been withheld. It's time to free them. Let them be really loud. You can allow them to shriek, to holler if you like. You can allow them to be messy. You can allow them to create a fright. If they were in costumes, what would they wear? They were wearing masks. How would that fare? You can see them, you can sense them, you can watch them as they show you their inner depths, all of the stuff that's being held. All those unconscious levels that get magnified by this great full moon energy, brought to the surface, bubbling to the top. Brought to the surface, this magical pot. You can see it bubble. You can see it smoke, and you can see all of that hidden stuff just transmuted through that smoky light until there's nothing left but your own clear sight. So you can sense all around you the space all bright, unhindered, uncluttered, just open, allowing, free flowing. See how much more spacious this sacred place feels. Now that all those hidden anxieties and worries and doubts have surfaced, been revealed, been transmuted, released, gone into the ether, shining back with you in sparkling light, upcycle. Reused for your delight. You're there in the center of this clear, bright space. You can sense all around you the sacredness of your own divine place, your divine light flowing into the space that you create, beyond all your worries, beyond all your fears. There's a whole new doorway, a whole new gate, a place that you'll enter when you're ready, when it's time. You'd like to take that trip now? Really? You can't wait any longer. Truly. You want to take that next step and the next one and build a bridge and take yourself to the fullness of you. It's time to accept that everything that you've resisted up until this time can be released, not just now, but at any time. You're no longer going to be held back by the chatter of your unconscious mind. Because now in this centered space, you know the truth that wherever you are, you're divine. There are so many more levels, so many more petals, so many more worlds opening, allowing, receiving your light. It's unlimited, the space through which you can access your divine sense of purpose, your divine presence. It's unlimited how you can be of service through this opening, allowing, receiving, ebbing, flowing, continually evolving matrix of light. Be in the center, be in the heart. Imagine there, where you've taken your throne, where you're sat in that chair, that the light is beaming through you, helping you to be super aware. And that the worlds are all around you and within you as you explore the deeper connection to yourself, deepening your connection to all. Transcending limitation, accessing light information, empowering your creation, stimulating an invitation. You're invited to explore the greatness that you are. Allow yourself to receive yourself, the greatness, magnificence, beauty, like the petals of a rose, opening, allowing, receiving. One heart, together, this unified field of all those present, allowing the heart energy to not just open one petal, but to open each and every one. Not just in each heart, but in the one heart that we all share, when we come together in unity, bring your awareness to the fullness of what it means to be present as one unified field of heart energy transmitting through this global consciousness at this powerful full moon time, resonating with the pure frequency of the balance, the masculine and feminine divine, anchoring that energy through physical form to create the next gateway through which you can be born. You are ready to receive the light that's required to transport your new ascended self into your arms under the light of this sacred moon. Let that gateway open. Let the door be pushed wide. Look yourself in the eyes and have your arms open wide. Receive yourself fully. Not just the one self you know, but the multidimensional you, belonging in all places at one time, that knows the truth, that knows that you and all other beings, not just those here at this time, but throughout this great cosmos, each and every one is divine. That you can receive each and every one through this new door, opening your heart for now and evermore to receive the new frequency, awakened balance within. So that as you stand strong in your place, a new light you bring, a new light of awakened consciousness, of super empowered love, transcending all limitation, enabling you to anchor in love. Be the space where this truth is known, where the light can shine through. Be creative, be present, be the real you of you. There is nothing that can stop you. There is nothing in the way. As on this sacred and special full moon day, all of the shadows have been danced away. You remember, you saw them, how they delighted to be seen. And now is a time to allow the light to beam. Allow your light to be projected on the canvas all around. Let your multi-dimensional self sparkle out in a billion different directions into the cosmos all around, reflected back to our sacred earth, to this our land. so it is.